Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Dolly Bergman, and she is the president and more for Trees Forever. Good morning to you, Dolly.
Good morning, LaVon.
Well, I think you have a meeting tonight.
Yes, we do. We will meet this evening at 7 o'clock at the Boulders Inn and Suites on Southwest 7th Street. They're very kind to us. We just meet there in their little area where they serve, you know, breakfast and those types of things. So it works out just fine, and they even let us have a cookie when we go out, just like anybody, like if we were staying.
Well, that's good PR.
Yes, it is.
Yes. So what do you do at a meeting? What, you know, well, you come to a meeting and maybe you should come and find out. But
yes, that's true. I will tell people right up front, the meetings, we have a goal. We 1 hour, that's it. And maybe shorter if we can do it, but the goal is always just to be just an hour long, so we don't take up a lot of people's time. Tonight, for example, we will be discussing if we will do fall tree vouchers, which most people, I think, that if they have heard the word voucher, they are familiar with it, but anybody that isn't, they can purchase a tree at Pimosa Farms Tree Farm. Say it's a $70 tree, and our voucher is for $30, they would only have to pay $40 for their tree. Like I said, that's one of the things we'll have to approve tonight. And we usually have about 30 of those is all.
Nice.
Each, you know, some in the spring, some in the fall. There's a lot of individuals that I know that are very familiar with it and have been using it for many years that we've done it, which is great. That's the idea.
But let's get some new folks in there,
that's
too.
That's right. We definitely. Yeah. Anybody that's new to the area or new to the house that they're in, maybe, you know, because everybody's moving different places, and maybe you've never had the opportunity to have space to plant a tree. This fall will be a great time to do that. Fall is an excellent time to plant trees. Yes, spring's nice, but actually the fall is even better.
Yeah, let them get started.
Yes, definitely.
And so where does the money come from? I mean, you're giving away these vouchers, so you're basically giving people money. It's just
specific use. The voucher money is actually a donation from Atlantic Municipal Utilities. They give us an amount of money at the beginning of each year. We put that into the vouchers and have done it that way for quite some time. So it's basically just turning around right here in the community, which is nice. That's one of the good things about that.
You bet.
The other money that we have available is the branching out grants. That we apply for those through Trees Forever. That's what I call the corporate Trees Forever. So it kind of distinguishes it. They're located in Cedar Rapids. They have funds through, like, Alliant Energy, which, if I understand correctly, the state, there's a ruling that these power companies have to reinvest a certain amount of money back into trees because, you know, the power lines are making sure that we plant them not in the power lines so they don't have to be trimming them out and making them look really ugly or taking them out entirely.
Yeah. And planted in the correct space, they can reduce our energy costs.
Yes, definitely. So that will be another thing we'll be talking about this evening. We can apply for the branching out grants in the fall for next spring and then in the summer for the fall. So we'll be trying to decide where we would like to plant trees next spring. So we'll be putting together some ideas why we want to plant in that particular area. Over the years,
I was going to say, that's another thing that people may not know about. That if they've heard about the vouchers, they may not know about all of these places that you have planted trees.
Oh, yeah. I went to write them down, and I thought, okay, I'll quit after just a few of them, because if I start talking about them, we'll be here the whole time. But some of the places that they probably most recently have seen, of course, is the Schoberg Recreation Area. We've done several locations there just last summer. We did along the new trail part. The football boys helped us plant that day. So that was really nice. It didn't take very long to get
a little muscle in there helps digging a hole.
That's right, and it didn't take very long to get that planted. We've planted up at the Atlantic Cemetery. We've planted at the hospital, the library, the city park downtown, the Sunnyside Park, the fairgrounds by the horse arena, out at Highway 6 and 71, that area, the right-of-way area. People a lot of times, you know, I remember when we had first planted that and Walmart was just going to be coming in, everyone was so afraid that Walmart was going to take all of that out. Well, we had to remind people, that's in the right-of-way.
It's going to be there for
It's going to be there. Walmart had nothing to do with any of that. But what was really nice about that was when Walmart went in, they planted more trees on their property. So my thought is hopefully they saw all the trees in the right-of-way that encouraged them to plant on their property. Have no clue, but that's the way I look at it.
Well, and that could happen to others, too. You know, I think many people know that it's really important to plant trees, but
definitely.
There are some of us that are kind of like, oh, really? We need to plant trees?
Well, so many people just, all they see is the leaves.
Yeah, that's
true. They think, oh, yeah, then my neighbor's leaves, I got to rake them all the time. Well, they forget about the fact that that tree shades your house, so it does save you your air conditioning costs. You know, in the winter, the right types of trees can save you the heating bills because they're keeping the wind from hitting the house too much. So the trees themselves can do a lot just in that, let alone be able to clean the water as it goes. The roots help take care of some of all the impediments and all those chemicals and different things. They take care of some of that also. So trees
are... And also clean our air, right?
Yes, definitely the air too. So there's all kinds of reasons why to plant trees. The important thing is to remember to plant the right tree, the right location. You know, not... Trees all come in all different sizes, just like people. So, you know, putting the right one in the right location makes a big difference.
So does Trees Forever have information about choosing the right tree that's going to grow for a while? And
we personally, as the Atlantic Trees Forever, don't happen to have brochures or anything, but the Trees Forever has a website. It's treesforever.org, and they have all kinds of information. They have the types of trees that are actually approved for the Iowa area for you, which is kind of nice. I felt good. Somebody actually called one day and says, I need some information. And as we're on the phone, I says, are you at a computer? They says, yes. I says, look this up. Boom. They found it. Exactly what they were looking for. Yeah. So I encourage people anytime to go there. There's all kinds of information about, I said, what kinds of trees to plant, the right way to plant it, all that kind of.
Maybe not too close to the house. I'm guessing they say that because often that happens.
You know,
this little bitty tree, and we put it out here in the middle of nowhere. Well, it's going to get a lot bigger.
Well, and even we realize that. We've got a couple that we planted when we built our house. And, I said, you step away out, and you think, okay. Well, then we added the deck.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, well, yeah, they're still far enough from the house, but they could have really been a little further. Yes. So don't be afraid to... might say, keep them away from the house because it's just, they'll end up closer than you think because, like you said, that little tree does grow.
So the right size, the right place, the right tree, there's quite a bit to know, but don't get frustrated when you know you have that kind of information.
Oh, yes. Yeah, definitely. And there's people in our community also that are excellent, that know a lot of things about the trees. I said, out at Pimosa Farms, where we purchase the trees and stuff, Tim is very knowledgeable on his trees, and I'm sure that if he doesn't mind. Larry Bowman, yes, he's closed the nursery, but he answers questions and is very great. And Aaron McFadden, who is also on our Trees Forever organization and on the park board, very knowledgeable on trees. So there's individuals in our community. Yes, we've lost some by Wayne and Greta Ulrich, David Williams, Forrest Tighe. But there's still some individuals that really know a lot about the trees. And that's the one thing I always joke about. I can keep them really, this group organized, but don't ask me the technical questions.
All right,
that's not my part of things.
Having different abilities to have an organization is a great thing to do. You know, you maybe should tell us where Pimosa Tree Farm is located.
Okay, that's easy. Might say, for those of you that are in Atlantic, the easiest way to go is go out past KJAN on Olive Street, north to Boston Road, which is the first road on this side of the interstate. You'll make a left-hand turn there, go 1 mile to Buck Creek Road, go right, which is north, and they're the first house on the east side of the road. You can't miss the trees because the yard is full of trees.
Okay.
So,
and there is a sign on the corner.
Yes, there is a
sign. Where you turn on Boston Road. So again, meeting time, everybody's invited who might be interested.
Yes, 7 o'clock this evening at Boulder's Inn and Suites, Southwest 7th Street. And glad to have you stop in and ask questions, join us. the biggest thing, I guess, for the meetings, if for people wanting to know, we don't meet every month.
Okay.
Yes, we do. Like I said, we'll meet now, probably September, October, and November. You know, during the winter, there's not much you can do with the trees, so we don't meet then. Once we've done our spring stuff, during the summer, there's not a lot we can mess, so we don't do then. So really, for meeting-wise, you don't have a big commitment.
Yeah, about 6 months.
Probably about 6 of them.
And maybe help plant a tree if you want to.
And help plant a tree, or even find us some individuals that would be glad to help
plant.
That's even important, too.
Yes, yes. We want to thank you very much, Dolly Bergman, for visiting with us and reminding us about this great organization, Trees Forever. Until next time, here's something you can learn from trees. You can't hide your true colors as you approach the autumn of your life.